Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 77. Situations and people are pretty powerless without our reactions to them. I have often reiterated how valid all of our feelings are, no matter how dark or terrible the feeling, but I want to reemphasize the fact that despite our feelings being valid, our responses and reactions to those feelings are not always widely acceptable. You are allowed to feel however you feel. But you will always be responsible for not acting out on those feelings, regardless of how intense and terrible the feeling may be. I have found that more often than not, I remember my reaction to things far more intensely than the event that triggered the reaction. Years later, I will have a random flash of a past emotional outburst and feel so guilty and embarrassed for having such a childish reaction, but I could not tell you what caused it. Our response is typically the only thing that we will remember, and it is the only thing you can actually control. You can't choose what happens to you throughout the day, but you can choose your attitude in any given circumstance. This freedom to pause and reflect and choose how to react is the only real freedom that we have as humans. Most people simply act out in frustration and fear and anger with predictable and toxic reactions. Real freedom is allowing yourself to feel those feelings fully, pause, reflect, and decide to react in the less toxic way. This doesn't mean you need to think positive and alchemize all of your negative feelings into rainbows and sunshine, but it means instead of allowing your brain to automatically react to a feeling, you can train yourself to choose your reactions instead. The more we practice, the easier we'll find setting down our phone instead of throwing it against the wall, or taking deep breaths and walking around the block before addressing with emotional outbursts and screaming at our loved ones. We may even find ourselves feeling less guilty about taking these frustrations out on the people in our life. You may find that you have been prolonging your negative feelings by dwelling in them and feeling guilt for your impulsive reactions that could have been avoided. It is perfectly natural to react to emotions. It's why babies throw tantrums and people hit walls and fights happen. But the key is teaching yourself to avoid reacting and start focus on responding. Responding allows yourself process time to aim for the desired outcome for your reaction before reacting. Responding factors in the long-term effects of your choices and what those effects will have on yourself and others. Learning to respond instead of react is an incredibly empowering experience. It should make you feel liberated from the confines of reactionary emotional vulnerability and outbursts that we have all fallen victim to in the past. It is human to have and feel feelings, and it is human to react to those feelings. But it is also human to choose to be less reactionary and more responsive. That way, your long-term well-being will not be affected by your short-term feelings. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.